6th of January readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Afar from where the sun doth rise, to lands beneath the western skies, homage to Christ our King, we pray, born of the Virgin's womb this day. Blessed Creator, thou didst take a servant's likeness for our sake, and didst in flesh our flesh restore, to bid thy creature live once more. Chaste was the womb where thou didst dwell, of heavenly grace the hidden cell, nor might the blessed maid proclaim whence her dread guest in secret came. Down from on high God came to rest, his glory in a sinless breast, obedience at his word believed, and virgin innocence conceived. Ere long that holy child she bore, by Gabriel's message named before, whom yet unborn with eager pride the swift forerunner prophesied. Fast doth he sleep, where straw doth spread a humble manger for his bed, a mother's milk, that strength renewed, which gives the birds of heaven their food. Glory to God, the angels cry, earth hears the echo from on high, mankind's true shepherd and its Lord, by shepherd hearts is first adored. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen, do not be silent, do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defence, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. O sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim his help day by day. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have endowed him with my spirit that he may bring true justice to the nations. He does not cry out or shout aloud or make his voice heard in the streets. He does not break the crushed reed nor quench the wavering flame. Faithfully he brings true justice. He will neither waver nor be crushed, until true justice is established on earth, for the islands are awaiting his law. Thus says God the Lord, he who created the heavens and spread them out, who gave shape to the earth and what comes from it, who gave breath to its people and life to the creatures that move in it. I, the Lord, have called you to serve the cause of right. I have taken you by the hand and formed you. I have appointed you as a covenant of the people and light of the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to free captives from prison and those who live in darkness from the dungeon. My name is the Lord. I will not yield my glory to another, nor my honour to idols. Responsory from Matthew chapter 12. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul delights. In his name the nations will put their hope. I will endow him with my spirit, and he will proclaim the true faith to the nations. In his name the nations will put their hope. A reading from the Orations of St. Gregory Nazianzen. Christ is illumined. Let us shine forth with him. Christ is baptized. Let us descend with him, that we may also ascend with him. John baptizes. Jesus comes to him. Perhaps to sanctify the Baptist himself, but certainly to bury the whole of the old Adam in the water. And before this, and for the sake of this, to sanctify Jordan. As he is spirit and flesh, so he consecrates us by spirit and water. John will not receive him. Jesus contends, I have need to be baptized by you. Says the lamp to the sun, the voice to the word, the friend to the bridegroom, he that is above all those who are born of woman, to him who is the firstborn of every creature, he that leapt in the womb, to him who was adored in the womb, he who was and is the forerunner to him who was and is to be manifested, I have need to be baptized by you. Add to this, and for you. For he knew that he would be baptized by martyrdom, or, like Peter, that he would be cleansed not only as to his feet. But further, Jesus goes up out of the water. For with himself he carries up the world, and sees the heavens split open, which Adam had shut against himself and all his posterity, as the gates of paradise, by the flaming sword. And the Spirit bears witness to his Godhead, for he descends upon the one that is like him, as does the voice from heaven. For he to whom witness is born comes from thence. and, like a dove, seen in bodily form, it bestows honour on his body, since this is also God by being deified. And moreover, the dove has from distant ages been wont to proclaim the end of the deluge. Let us, however, today venerate the baptism of Christ, and let us celebrate the feast honourably. Wash yourselves and keep yourselves clean. God rejoices in nothing so much as in the amendment and salvation of men, on whose behalf is every word and all the sacraments. Be cleansed, so that you may be like lights in the world, a life-giving force to all other men, and stand as perfect lights beside that great light, and learn the mystery of the illumination of heaven, enlightened by the Trinity more purely and clearly, of which even now you are receiving, in a measure, the one ray from the one Godhead in Christ Jesus our Lord, to whom be the glory and the power for ever and ever. Amen. A responsory from Psalm 113. Today the heavens are opened, the waters of the sea are made sweet, earth is glad, the mountains and hills rejoice, because Christ is baptized in the Jordan by John. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course? Because Christ is baptized in the Jordan by John. Let us pray. Lord, in your goodness, open our eyes to your light, and so fill our hearts with your glory, that we may always acknowledge Jesus as Saviour, and hold fast to his word in sincerity and truth. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.